The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.
Slovis, deep, St. Brown, end zone, it is caught! Touchdown, USC!
And welcome back to the Cover 3 podcast. I am your host, Martin Simmons, and alongside, as always, Tom Fornelli. Hold on. Let me start over. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. And welcome back to the Cover 3 podcast. I am your host, Martin Simmons. With me, as always, is Tom Fornelli. And we have got, once again, another edition of the Hot Seat. What are we calling this?
Hot Seat, Hurry Up.
And welcoming onto the Hot Seat today, a familiar face, but certainly an outsider as it relates to this podcast today, our opposition, sitting on the stand. We're going to grill him. We're going to get into it. Chip Patterson, welcome to the Hot Seat. Are you ready for what's to come?
I'm prepared.
How'd I do on the intro there?
It sounded like you were playing through the pain on the welcome back. like I want to yell, but I don't want to yell.
Oh yeah, that is life.
Not really a yeller, but I gotta yell.
Yeah. I think that was fantastic. I think you should really adopt some of that to your future. Communication. No, I'm here to defend.
Really unnatural, but I'm glad to hand it off. How we doing, Chip?
We're good. We are prepared to defend the number 20 USC Trojans, a team that I believe will win the Pac-12 conference in 2020, and a team that might just be a college football playoff dark horse.
Not Chip.
Of course. Go ahead, Tom.
You say that you are picking USC to win the Pac-12 in 2020, correct?
Correct.
I'd like to point out to the court, Barton, that Chip, I believe you also said last year that not only would USC be winning the Pac-12, but that it would be making the playoff. And did those happen?
They did not win the Pac-12. Hmm. And were really overlooked by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee with all of its bias.
So then explain to me, sir, why it is that Bart and I and the good listeners of the Cover 3 podcast should believe a darn word you have to say about the Trojans.
Because last year's prediction was made, you know, with the idea that it was going to be JT Daniels leading this College Football Playoff charge. And you know what? I thought that I was tuned in to my visions, but I think I had the wrong quarterback, because after JT Daniels went down with an injury, we got to meet Keaton Slovis. And once the season got off and running, like, Michael Pittman was awesome, but I'm looking at Graham Harrell turning down the chance to go and be an offensive coordinator in the NFL, him looking at Keaton Slovis looking back at him, and they got lovey eyes for each other. And you know who felt left out? Old JT Daniels. He knew that he was on the outside of the love triangle, and he left. And that's because Graham Harrell knows that Keaton Slovis, with another year under his belt, and then looking on the outside, where you've got players like Amon-Ra St. Brown, you've got Tyler Vaughns, when you've got what could be from a player like Drake London. I think that, you know, we talk a lot about the USC offensive line and what the running game could be with a player like Marquise Stepp. As I've been digging in to get ready, you know, work on this preview and get ready for my time on the stand, I think I've decided that it doesn't matter. That if Washington State can be like a top 10 team, in the Pac-12. I think that this could be a fully unlocked air raid for USC. And as I'm looking at, you know, a USC team that I think is going to take a step back, and an Arizona State team that has a lot to prove. I think that maybe Jane Daniels and the Sun Devils are the most competition in the division. I look across the way, you're reloading at quarterback at Washington and at Oregon. And I just think that Keaton Slovis coming in as the best quarterback in the Pac-12 and coming in with a whole bunch of other wide receivers, a bunch of other youngsters, this is actually the moment where USC's offense can peak. So instead of me trying to force USC into being something that it's not, it's like, nah, baby, we're Texas Tech. We're Washington State. We are the premier air raid location in college football. And I think that they're going to win a bunch of games with some ridiculously high scores. But if Todd Orlando can talk that group into, you know, having that mindset, that attacking mindset, then we could be dealing with a 10-2 USC Trojans team playing for the Pac-12 championship in the first weekend of December.
Stick to the facts, sir. You got a little bit into your feelings there, talking about the googly eyes and, oh, I feel this and I feel that. Stick to the facts. And the facts tell me, Chip, that we should have no reason. We've all been burned by this Clay Helton fella. We've all fallen into his trap. I'm curious, with a new defensive coordinator, because you sort of glossed over that defense. And I'll grant you, I will acknowledge the fact pattern that there is some high-quality athletes on that defensive side of the ball. They have recruited at a high level, at least as it relates to their starting unit. Beyond that, I can't speak for. But what reason do we have to believe, A, that Clay Helton is a changed man, that Clay Helton is going to be the leader of men that we need him to be, that Todd Orlando, a guy who was cut loose at Texas because they needed a change, is going to be able to put together the defense that USC needs to have. And finally, that there has finally been the development to where these guys are going to play up to their potential. I need to hear a reason why I should trust this defense. Because, look, I will grant you that the offense will probably be able to score some points. Graham Harrell seems to be unimpeachable in this process. But I need to know why I should trust Clay Helton in that defense.
Is it? You should not trust the defense. My prediction is not based on any argument that USC will have an elite defense. It is fully throwing my hands up and embracing like a Big 12 style of approach and understanding where you are going to give up a lot of points. The stats are not going to look great. And you just are going to have to rely on the athleticism of some stars to go out there and get you just a couple stops. But if you are all the way buying the ticket to that Big 12 air raid experience, that's what I see for USC to be successful, is that it just needs to lean all the way in and get ready to win games 55-42.
You mentioned that we've all been burned by Clay Helton Barton, and I think we should change his nickname to the arsonist, Clay Helton. He's just setting everything on fire. Chip, do you have any concerns relating to USC's schedule? Because they opened the season with a neutral site game against mighty Alabama. They finished the season with their annual rivalry game against mighty Notre Dame. In between, from the north, they draw Washington, Oregon, their annual date with Cal, and their annual date with Stanford. And their road schedule features road trips to Stanford, Utah, Arizona, the aforementioned Oregon game, as well as UCLA, although I don't know if we'd really consider that to be a road game. But that's not an easy schedule to navigate. So how much does that concern you with your prediction that they will not only win the division and the conference?
It's going to get tricky, but I think that the loss at one loss between either at Utah or at Oregon is obviously the loss at Utah would be one that would be very damaging for their division title hopes. But I think that they could go and get the win at Oregon, and I am also chalking that Notre Dame game up as a win for the Trojans at the end of the season.
Wow, that's surprising.
10-2, 8-1 in conference play. You're taking an L at the start against Alabama, and you're losing one of either the Oregon or the Utah game. And it, again, admittedly, losing at Utah greatly changes winning the Pac-12 championship. But I mean, I'm looking down the line, and they do get Arizona State, which is a huge game for that division. They get that game at home. They get Cal, who, you know, David Cobb says is going to go like 10-2 or 11-1. They get that game at home. They get Washington at home. I do kind of think that there's a couple other key games on that schedule that end up breaking their way.
Who do you see as the...
Can I just say, oh, as I look at this schedule... Well, I was just going to say, the... Well, I guess Colorado, I still don't trust. Arizona, I still don't trust. And...
UCLA. There's no way you can trust UCLA.
Maybe Chip Kelly. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't trust them. But like, it feels like this is a schedule that is getting tougher by the year. Is that a fair statement?
Answer him.
Was last year? No, it does not feel like it's getting tougher by the year, because getting tougher would imply that this team doesn't have the heart of a champion to be able to go out there and overcome it.
It's a good answer. I don't buy it for a second.
All right, well, let me kick it back to y'all. Where else in the Pac-12 South do you look if not USC?
Oh, look at this. Witness is trying to ask us questions now. Your Honor,
you're on the stand.
No, to answer your question, sir, I will say that I get what you're saying. I think, I mean, we've discussed earlier this year on the pod when we did our Pac-12 South preview that I think we're all a little high on USC entering the season. I think 10-2 might be a little too pie in the sky, but I do think that if you look at the South, yeah, Utah's taking that step back. Nobody wants to believe in UCLA. Colorado, who knows what that's going to look like this year. Arizona's probably still going to be a mess. And Arizona State strikes you as that second team that would probably be USC stiffest competition. So from that standpoint, yeah, I do think that there's a very reasonable chance that USC could win the South. And in fact, I will likely pick them to win the South. As for picking them to win the conference or to go 10-2, I'm not ready to make that step. And frankly, sir, you haven't convinced me to yet.
You're getting a real sweetheart deal here, Mr. Patterson. You are off the stands, off the hot seat.
He is Barton Simmons. You can follow him on Twitter at Barton Simmons. You can follow him at Tom Fernelli. You can follow me at Chip_Patterson. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Justice was served.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.